Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So my name is Pastor Megan, for many of you who don't know me. And I'm going to start our Christmas story today talking a little bit about my own self, particularly that I am not a big fan of the dark and never have been. When I was younger, I would tell my parents that I was reading so that way I could leave the light on. And somehow the light stayed on all night. I was really uncomfortable and afraid with what that darkness might hold with not being able to see what was there. And so as I got older, this got a little bit better. Although there are times where I'm the last person in the church building and I've turned off all the lights and I run to my car. It's gotten easier, but darkness is still not something that I am super excited about. Probably because there's reason why we have fears around it. It's the reality of not being able to see. It's the reality of the unknown. And darkness also isn't just a physical thing. Sometimes darkness can be a little more abstract. When Isaiah says in our first reading, the people who walked in darkness, when he talks about those who lived in a land of deep darkness, he's not talking about people who walked at night or lived in Forks, Washington, where the sun never shines. He's talking about darknesses that we can't always see with our eyes. Darknesses that we might walk into, darknesses that we live in, and sometimes we don't even see. Darknesses like loss, division, and fear, these darknesses that shroud us, that hover over us, that pull us away from ourselves and from each other, and sometimes even from God. We might find ourselves living in the darkness of loss for any number of reasons. Mary and Joseph were walking in that darkness of loss of place. Displaced by the census and eventually by King Herod, Mary and Joseph are searching Bethlehem for a room to stay in. They are searching for safety, searching for shelter, searching for refuge. This holiday season, we might be searching for emotional refuge. This season is particularly difficult for those who have lost loved ones, either through broken relationships or through death. These are losses that bring us sorrow, that break our hearts, and can be difficult to cope with. The darkness of loss might come and go. We might forget what that darkness feels like until an anniversary, a memory, or an evening that just seems extra quiet. But Isaiah has a message. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, in the darkness of loss, on them light has shined. Intangible and invisible, the darkness of division pulls us apart and keeps us from walking together. This might be the divisions in our own lives of our expectations for ourselves and the realities we find ourselves in. This might be the divisions in families and relationships caused by difficulty understanding differences. I know this holiday season isn't always easy as we gather together. This might be the kind of division we create with stereotypes and prejudice. For the shepherds in the fields that Christmas Eve, no one would think an angel would come to them. They couldn't even believe it themselves. Shepherds were not powerful, they were not respected, they were poor, uneducated, and divided from the town as they watched their flock that night. But Isaiah has a message. Those who walk in darkness, in the darkness of division, have seen a great light. The third darkness that I wanted to talk about was the darkness of fear. It's the most obvious one. This is the fear that kept my lights on when I went to bed each night. And this is the fear of the unknown, the fear of the future, the fear for safety. This darkness covers us, just as it covered Mary and Joseph as they searched for a place to sleep, as they worried as to what might happen next, as they wondered at the future of their son. This is the darkness that covered the shepherds as they stood terrified at the angel. This darkness brings questions. What might it mean that they have seen the glory of God in front of them? Would they survive? Would their lives be changed? But the angel has a message. The glory of the Lord shone around them, Light surrounds the shepherds in their darkness of fear, and light surrounds all those who struggle with this darkness. And the angel says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not let the darknesses of fear, division, or loss keep you from the light, because the light, the glory of God, is a light of good news. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. And what is this good news? What is this light that shines in the darkness? What is this joy for all the people? To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. To you is born the Messiah. To you is born the Lord. To you is born the light that shines through the darkness around us. Darknesses like loss, division, and fear, these darknesses shroud us. They pull us away from ourselves, from each other, and sometimes even from God. And these darknesses don't stand a chance against this light. They don't stand a chance against the Son of God, against the Lord, against the Messiah. This light still shines. For Mary and Joseph, this was the light of hope, that their newborn baby was indeed the light of the world. For those struggling with the loss of broken relationships or loss of loved ones, this light still shines. This is the light of the Savior, the light of reconciliation, of hope, of resurrection. This child in a manger will one day save the world. This is the light that reminds us of the joy we experienced in our relationships, of the love we shared, and the hope we have and the promises God makes us in Jesus. And as we walk into the darkness of loss, Christ's light still shines. For the shepherds in the fields who were divided from the town as they watched their flock that night, they have seen a great light, the glory of God shining through an angel, sharing with them the good news for all people. This light, this good news, gathers us all together, regardless of the divisions we create, even when our expectations fail us, when we disagree, when our prejudices separate us. This light is for all. This light is for us, and this light calls us together. As we live in the deep darkness of division, Christ's light still shines. This is the light, the glory of God, that tells us, do not be afraid. Do not let fear dim the light inside you, for to you is born the Savior. Do not be afraid. You don't need to leave the lights on. Christ's light still shines, and it shines for you. This light calls us, and it lights our path. Tonight we begin this story. Tomorrow we finish it. We finish this birth story, and we get to see how Christ's light can change us, how it calls us. And tonight we remember the light that shines in the darkness, that in the midst of loss, division, and fear, in the midst of darknesses that pull us away, in the midst of all this, is born a baby in a manger. A baby whose light shines in the darkness. A light that brings us hope and love and joy. A light that we can see. A light that shines on us. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able for our next hymn.